Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 John 3, verse 1. Behold, what kind of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Again, we don't know what that is. We're going to find out. We can find out more about it now, but we're really going to find out about it after this life and after this is over. Because we are not just going to sit on a cloud and play a harp. All kingdoms will become His kingdoms. And we shall rule and reign with Him. Because He has loved us and washed us in His own blood and made us kings and priests unto our God. He made us somebody. Amen. Somebody say, He made me somebody.
He made me somebody.
I'm somebody. Not just for a few years on earth. In the eternal kingdom of God, you are a son, and that means male and female. You are a son of God, not an angel. And Jesus is the King of kings and Lord of lords. And He's made you and I kings and priests. Hallelujah. We are the kings He's king of.
Amen.
In the eternal kingdom, there won't be any of the kings of history that you've heard about ruling and reigning unless they're born again. Hallelujah. And His king.
Amen.
You and I have been made something. Made somebody. This is just faith school. For a few years to get us trained and tuned for what's coming next. Everything we learn about loving Him, submitting to Him, being led by Him, using our faith, operating in authority, transfers to what comes later. Every bit of this. And the rewards, hallelujah, will last forever, the Scripture says.
Amen.
You know, when you believe this, you lift your head just a little bit higher. You carry yourself better. Because you're not a nobody. You're not a nothing. Behold, look, what kind of love the Father has bestowed on us. That we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not because it knew Him not. When Jesus came, the perfect Lamb, never did anything wrong, always pleased the Father, always told the truth, always did what was right and good, and people hated Him and rejected Him, came to His own received Him not. They didn't know who He was. So it's no shock they don't know who we are.
Amen. Come on.
That's right.
But they're going to find out who He is because He's coming back.
Amen.
And He's not coming back to the manger. He's coming back like the lightning comes from one side of the sky to the other in power and clouds of glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And you know who He's going to pick up? You know who He's going to pick up when He comes back the first time?
Amen.
You and me.
Yes.
From every tribe, every kindred, every nation, the faithful, the redeemed, those that believe and bow their knee to Him, you and I are going to be caught up together with Him in the air. And so shall we ever be with Him. You looking forward to that?
Amen.
We should be looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's right.
There are no words to describe it that I know of how that's going to be, what that's going to be. But right, what we're doing right now is the briefest thing we'll ever do.
Amen.
With the Lord, 1,000 years is like a day. Well, He sees it correct. He's experiencing it right.
Yes.
We're the ones who are off.
Amen.
Our time perception is skewed.
Yes.
And so to Him, if you live 100 years, what percentage of a day would that be? A tenth. To Him, that's like we were here for a tenth of a day, which our time here around our sun is 2.4 hours. So we're here for a couple of hours.
Hallelujah. Glory.
If you make it to 100,
Come on.
You're only here for a couple hours. God time. I'm convinced our loved ones that are already in heaven, if we live another 50, 75 years and then go to meet them, we're going to get there. They're going to turn around and go, "You're already here? I just got here like an hour ago." 50 years. This life is not all there is. Don't just live for this life. Don't live and act like this is all there is. We're just getting started. This is our training.
Amen.
If we'll obey Him in this sin-filled, curse-filled world, He can trust us later.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
If we will obey Him and follow Him in this situation, He knows He can trust us.
Amen.
So we got a few years to demonstrate that we trust Him.
Amen.
And He can trust us.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the majority of human beings are not doing that.
That's right.
It makes us rare.
Yes.
And precious.
Yes.
And valuable. When He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. You know, we're going to see Him in His glory. And at that same time, if you read the Scriptures, we're going to be glorified. So we're going to go, "I'm like Him." Woo! "I'm like Him. I'm like You. Lord, I'm like You." He's going to say, "I told you. I told you You were. I told you." It does not yet appear. It doesn't look like it now.
That's right.
And because it doesn't look like it now, because of our bodies and their sad mortal condition, Philippians calls it vile. It's kind of nasty. But it's temporary. Somebody say temporary. Very, very temporary. Very, very. But we know when He shall appear, all that's done.
Yes.
And we will be like Him. We'll see Him as He is. Go back to the second chapter. And the 15th verse. He said, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Now, this doesn't encompass all the meaning of the word love. But for our purposes in this study, every time you see the word love, think value. Value. Don't value the things of the world. If any man value, or another word you could use is treasure. If you treasure the world, the treasure of the Father is not in him. God, so John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." Okay, put that word in there. He so what?
Valued.
Treasured the world. that he gave, he was willing to give the greatest treasure he had.
Amen.
His only begotten Son. Showing how much he valued us. Now the world, unsaved, ungodly world, has a completely different value system from God. We read this in Jesus talking to the leaders of the Jews. He said to them, talked to them about being covetous. And he said the things that are, you know, held in high regard by men are an abomination to God. He has a completely different value system. Down here, ungodly people, they value position, possessions, power over people, right? Their ungodly people are very willing to sacrifice people for me to get power, to sacrifice your life to get what I want. That's because they don't know what's valuable. Their value system is completely skewed and off. Because if we see ourselves the way God sees us, we're going to have to see other people the way He sees them too.
Amen.
And if we love Him, what did the Bible say? Then you love your brother too. Is that right? If you love Him, you love your brother too. Skip over to the fourth chapter, 4 and 19. The Lord dealt with me some years ago, and I made the adjustment in my life. I recommend it to you. I stopped using the word love relative to things. I don't love my car. I don't love my house. I don't love clothes or jewelry or machines. I don't love an airplane.
Amen. Come on.
I love God.
Amen.
And I love people.
Yes.
I shouldn't use that word on things. They're not valuable enough to love.
That's right.
Again, substituting that word for love, value. I treasure my car. Why would you treasure it? I love my car. Whew. I love pizza. You should not love pizza. You should not love your car. It's a hunk of metal and plastic and rubber, and it will never love you back.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.